علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the 16th sermon, and Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon stresses on the issue of the truth and the falsehood, to be able to follow the truth and to stay away from falsehood. And of course it's because the people normally confuse between these two. And if really mankind was able to always distinguish, then we would never have these differences of opinion and this very division that exists between the people. Everyone would be in the right track. But now we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam is coming and teaching the people some of those principles that will bring them closer to truth and to be able to distinguish and recognize it and stay in the right path. And one of the things that really created a very big hurdle for the truth to be understood properly was the wrong training that happened in the previous regimes until Imam Ali alayhi salam comes now to bring about the right form of training. And in that right form of training, Imam Ali alayhi salam stresses on the importance of, you know, referring back to those general principles that repeat in history. As you know, they say history repeats itself, because those principles that govern social issues are the same, they don't change.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in reigniting the love for the truth and re-establishing the principles of truth and falsehood, re-establishing the principles that would guide the people towards the truth and, you know, take them away from falsehood, is what Imam Ali alayhi salam tried his best to do in his lifetime. If we look at Imam Ali alayhi salam's sermons, especially the sermons of Nahjul Balagha, we see that they are full to the brim with various discussions of this type. We talk about history, about those principles that govern societies and the growth of societies in time, about the importance of piety, about importance of staying away from mistakes and sins. And we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam's book, this Nahjul Balagha, is a textbook for a continuous revolution, for the increased rejuvenation of the revolutionary spirit. And we see that whoever has tasted Nahjul Balagha will realize that the taste of Nahjul Balagha is different from other statements. If you read Nahjul Balagha, you'll see that it is overflowing with this spirit of trying to create a change, of trying to maintain that change, of trying to remove evil from the society. It is like, it is like a striking whip to wake up people from the sleep that they are undergoing, from the slumber that they've entered into. This is how Nahjul Balagha's spirit is. Those who are awake today will recognize and understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to say in Nahjul Balagha. They will clearly understand one another. But those who are asleep, those who are not really awake, who want to continue to live a worldly life and do not have that revolutionary spirit of trying to create the positive change on earth, these people will just take these statements as empty guidance that just makes you sleep, that just makes you stay away from social work, from political activity, and just to stay in a corner in the room of your house and just sit in one corner and pray and maybe just stay inside the mosque and do nothing. This is when a person is not himself struggling to be awake and to create change.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are saying that this book called Nahjul Balagha that Imam Ali alayhi salam has spoken about. I mean, all those statements that are in it are Imam Ali alayhi salam's language. These are the words and the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam fully. This book is one that is always creating that awakening change. Only those people who, are themselves awake will recognize this. Otherwise, they will not understand this properly. When they see that Imam Ali alayhi salam for 25 years did not speak, they think that it is the duty of a believer to just stay in a corner and not speak. And they don't realize that this silence of Imam Ali alayhi salam was a political maneuver, was a kind of was a very well thought, processed, and organized silence that Imam Ali alayhi salam exercised for a reason. He was trying to prepare his own group, his own people, and to prepare the minds for the right task that was following in the future. And therefore, people who don't understand Imam Ali alayhi salam's spirit will always misinterpret what he was trying to say or what he was trying to do. We need to get in line with that revolutionary spirit of Imam Ali alayhi salam to be able to understand those statements and to see how he wanted that change in the society. One of the most important things that Imam Ali alayhi salam stressed was piety, taqwa. And we are also stressing this today. Piety and taqwa have now become words and statements that have been interpolated, that have been changed, that have been misunderstood, and that have been applied in wrong areas. Inshallah, we'll discuss about this. Especially when we talk about taqwa in the social and the political arena. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه وفي الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.